Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome into another episode of the Wolverine Recruiting Podcast. I'm your host, EJ Holland. We have a new platform here on StreamYard. Exciting times over at the Wolverine with commitments and all types of recruiting news. Subscribe now for $1 for an entire year. Today, we're going to dive into the newest Michigan commitment, Frederick Moore, three-star wide receiver out of St. Louis. Frederick Moore isn't a huge splash land, but it helps with momentum, obviously. Michigan was in dire need of some good news. There was a 2.5 month stretch with no commitments. The Wolverines obviously landed four-star tight end Deacon Tonielli in June, but just one commitment coming out of June. Michigan needed more positive news on the recruiting trail. They got that today, and Frederick Moore could have some more good news later as top linebacker target Samaj Bridgman is set to announce. But let's talk a little bit about how the Frederick Moore commitment happened. Well, one, this is actually, I've been on the Michigan beat for 3 years now. This is the first time Michigan has pulled a player from St. Louis. So that's interesting in itself. I know Jay Harbaugh has connections in St. Louis. He's the area recruiter there. He hit it really hard during the spring evaluation period. Ron Bellamy extended an offer to Moore on April 20th, I believe, and continued to recruit him hard throughout the process. You know, there were some other guys that were maybe ahead of him on the board as Michigan continues to work on Jaylen Brown, a five-star receiver, fellow elite receiver Jonte Cook, who just committed to Texas. But Moore was always kind of that constant on the wide receiver board, and Bellamy continued to recruit him hard over the spring and into June. They had him on campus for an official visit, and it really turned into a Michigan-Illinois recruiting battle with Michigan winning out. So Bellamy and Jay Harbaugh getting the recruiting win. As far as Moore as a player, interesting prospect. He does a lot of good things. He's just a really good football player, good route runner, good pass catcher, a guy that impresses on film with just his vision in the open field. He takes a lot of tunnel screens for touchdowns. He had a couple of returns for touchdowns as well in the punt and kick return game. He shows good speed, so a lot of good. So he's good in a lot of areas, just a very solid guy that I think will be a contributor in the rotation. Might not be a superstar wide receiver or a guy that does any one thing great or a couple of things great, but he's just a really, really solid guy. You know, I think there's been question marks about his speed. He shows good speed on film, maybe not so much on the track. So it's kind of like Samaj Morgan, also doesn't have great track times, but the speed shows up on film. So I'm interested to see how he develops under Ron Bellamy, who has NFL experience, played wide receiver at Michigan. I think he can get the most out of Frederick Moore, who becomes the seventh commitment in Michigan's 2023 recruiting class. Our producer Trevor Ritchie is actually going to bring up some comments from the fort. We'll kind of address some concerns, read some comments. We'll go ahead and go to our guy, Richard Massive. And if you're not a subscriber to the Wolverine.com, the Fort message board is great. It's the best message board across all recruiting networks. Come over and interact with your fellow Michigan fans. But we'll start off with Richard Massive, who says, feels good to get a commitment in this crazy NIL world we're dealing with now. I think this year will be worse as teams and kids are all adjusting to this new reality. Yeah, it's definitely been an interesting week or 2 weeks with NIL, especially if you've been following us over at the Wolverine in terms of the Collins Achiampong recruitment. This recruitment in general with Frederick Moore even had a little bit of an NIL shakeup. Yesterday, there was a tweet, I guess, that turned into a rumor that got over to the message board that Illinois had offered Frederick Moore a big NIL deal and had turned the corner. And obviously, I kind of debunked that right away and Moore committed to Michigan. But you can't dismiss anything in the NIL world. You have, you know, Jaden Rashada, a four-star quarterback, getting a $9.5 million deal from Miami. I mean, there's been other multi-million dollar deals. So this cycle alone. So yeah, it's getting pretty wild out there. I think Michigan is going to be Michigan. I mean, they're going to approach things the right way. They're not going to do any type of pay for play, which, you know, it's basically pay for play and not NIL. Michigan is doing a great job in terms of how NIL should actually, you know, be ran from the team side. The, you know, guys are getting great deals and all of that just on the recruiting side. They're not going to enter those murky waters. They know Michigan can offer a transformational experience, as Jim Harbaugh likes to say, and they're going to do their best this cycle recruiting with that pitch and talking more about long-term money as opposed to a short-term reward. Whether you agree with it or not is a different story, but obviously NIL had no impact here on the Frederick Moore commitment. Let's go to another comment from our producer, Trevor Ritchie, who's pulling them up here on the screen. If you're listening to this on the podcast, you can't see them, but those watching on our YouTube channel, please subscribe. Can see these comments, but I will read them aloud. Sauce Them Boss says, I would love to see Moore show up at a camp and hit a 10-8 laser just to shut everyone up. So yeah, as I mentioned earlier, speed is kind of a question with Frederick Moore when it comes to his track times versus what you see on film. And now when you watch Frederick Moore's film, he's not a straight up burner, but he does show adequate speed. His track times were slow, however, 11.55 PR in the 100 meter. Now that was a sophomore time. I have not seen any updated junior times, but 11.55 is not what you want to see out of an outside wide receiver. You know, to put it into perspective, you know, Speedy Cole Cabana, Michigan's running back commit, PR time of 10.65, I believe. So significantly faster than Frederick Moore. I have heard that he's been really working on his speed this offseason. I will be getting my first look at Frederick Moore very soon to kind of gauge that speed. You know, sometimes it just does show up on film. A lot of these guys don't train for track. You know, Cole Cabana trains for track almost year round, actually throughout this offseason. I tried to see Cabana at football workouts and he was always doing track. So Maj Morgan's never trained for track. Frederick Moore's only ran 1 year of track. So that might be, you know, something to it. I really need to see Frederick Moore live. Now 10.8 is probably a little ambitious considering his sophomore time was an 11.5, but I do think Frederick Moore's speed does show up in an adequate way on film. If he gets faster, he'll have a chance to outplay his ranking. Let's do one last question from the Fort message board. This is from State Street Legend 33. Trevor gave me a tough one here. Does anyone honestly like any player in this class so far? Let's be real, because I don't at all. Maybe the kicker. Yeah, so a pretty angry comment there from State Street Legend. Yeah, I mean, look, this class is not amazing right now, but there are some quality players. You know, I do really like Adam Samaha, the kicker who you gave love to. He's one of the nation's best kickers, so I think he's going to be a great compliment to punter land Tommy Doman from the 2022 class. Doman being more of a combo guy, Samaha being a straight-up nationally ranked kicker. But in terms of the other guys in this class so far, look, I really like Samaj Morgan. Again, same thing kind of with Frederick Moore. Those track times aren't amazing, but he's a dog on the field. He's had a tremendous offseason. He's shown up at every single event. He went out to Las Vegas for the Overtime 7 event and was one of the top performers there. He's been a top performer at everything I've seen him in this offseason. So I think he's been great. He's a West Bloomfield kid. He's a high character kid. I think he's going to be a program guy and a future leader for the University of Michigan. And look, you know, Cole Cabana is a guy that we don't talk a lot about because he hasn't done a ton this offseason outside of track. But like I mentioned, you know, anytime you run in the 10.6 range, there's a spot for you. I don't think Cole Cabana is going to be an every down back. I think he's a guy that you use in the backfield. I think he's a guy you use in the slot, you use in the kick and punt return game. I mean, 10.6, that's fast, obviously. So I really do feel like he's a guy that can be a great contributor on the offensive side of the ball, kind of no matter where you put him at. And then Deacon Tony Ellie, I think, is one of the more underrated guys in this class. He's about 6'5" basketball kid. Tight end recruiting has never been a problem for Michigan. So I think Tony Elliott has a lot of athleticism, a lot of upside, a guy that can go up and get it and create mismatches. He's more of a flex end type. But those are just kind of guys off the top of my head. I think right now you have more building block pieces than you do, star recruitments. But I think as this cycle goes on, if Michigan's able to have another good season on the field, if they're able to figure out NIL, then I think you'll see a similar close as last cycle, where you saw several highly ranked guys commit to the Wolverines on signing day. Thanks everyone for joining the Wolverine podcast. As always, subscribe $1 for 1 year right now over at thewolverine.com.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.